Red Nose Day.
This is BBC Radio 3 and Hannah French is here this Sunday evening with this week's Record Review Extra at 9:05, followed by the last part of Tasman Little's series Journeys with My Violin at 11:00 tonight. But now at 7:30, Love, Faith and Values clash in this week's Drama on 3 by Ilana Navarro and Sudha Bucha, as a French woman of Algerian descent tries to reset her life in multicultural London. It's a play with some adult themes, and it's introduced by one of the writers.
I am Ilana Navarro, author of French Like Faiza, the drama you're about to hear. It tells the story of Faiza, a French woman of Algerian descent who moves to Britain. I too have moved countries. I'm from Istanbul, but I came to live in France about 20 years ago. Once I was making a documentary about a Turkish boxer on the German national women's team. During the championships, I realized that most of the German team was of Turkish descent, fighting against the French team composed mainly of women of North African descent. The idea of comparing minorities from different European countries must have come to me then. I, myself, come from a tiny minority in Turkey, yet living in France, most people take me for a Muslim Turk. One piece of work led to another, and I made a documentary series for Radio France Culture comparing the French and the British experience of multiculturalism. And it was that documentary that paved the way for this drama. Faiza arrives in Britain, where she's confronted with values that are not her own. Whether this is because policies on immigration and integration in France and Britain are so different, and they are, or simply because human beings don't always conform to the ethnic and religious labels we might expect them to, you will have to decide for yourself. As for Faiza, perhaps she will discover she is more French than she thought.
The weather had changed overnight. Elsa had warned me that in England you can have all the seasons in one day. Now the storm of last night had passed, but it was cold as hell. With my back décolleté, I was freezing. All I wanted was to get home, take a shower, change my clothes and run to work. It was only my second week on the job and I was not going to be late. Oh, God, what was I thinking? Why did I go on that date?
You're on the wrong side of the road.
What?
You're on the wrong side of the road.
And here I was, on my shiny new bike in London. I had spent a fortune to move here. A brand new life to go with my brand new bike.
You all right? Can you move at all?
Oh, God. Merde. Oh, merde. Putain, mon bras.
Where are you hurt?
Hi.
What?
Yes.
Here, take this.
Ambulance, please. That's fine.
It's okay, I think.
Right, let me see.
Yes, a bike. Ay!
Okay, the bleeding seems to be stopping, but it looks like you've chipped a tooth.
Are you a doctor?
A dentist.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Thank you. I've called an ambulance. It's on its way.
Oh, God. Did she hit her head? Is she moving?
The ambulance is on its way.
Oh, mon Dieu.
All right, don't worry. Don't worry. It'll be okay.
Mais elle respire ou pas?
Try not to panic.
I had hit a young woman crossing the street. I'd been stupidly riding on the wrong side of the road. Or to me, the right side. As if I was back in France.
I think we should just leave her until the ambulance.
For a moment, I'd forgotten the English drive on the wrong side.
Is she okay? What happened? Did she hit her?
More people started arriving.
We've called an ambulance.
It seemed like the longest minutes of my entire life.
Can we cover her with a coat?
I wasn't so okay? Hurt, thank just you. Shaken. I lost the sense of time. It could have been 5 minutes or an hour. I was in a strange place. Algeria, maybe, or France, or the moon. There was a single olive tree in the middle of a rocky land. The tree was bent a little to the side, as if greeting me. It was warm, and there was a sweet summer wind. And there, underneath the tree, was my grandmother, sitting in a rocking chair. She was mumbling a prayer while drinking her hot mint tea. My body was shaking, but my grandmother continued her prayer while making a sign with her hand for me to sit down next to her. And then she spoke.
Would you like some water?
Huh?
Would you like some water?
Oh.
Are you okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, some water.
Can you rinse your mouth? That's better. And drink?
Thank you.
Don't worry. It's going to be okay.
His words stopped my trembling. He looked Indian. His voice was gentle. Here.
Keep it. You can keep the bottle.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you can just stand back. Have you moved her at all since you found her?
No. He thought it was better not to touch her.
Well, we just put this coat over her to stop her from getting cold.
Could you tell me your name? Hello? You've been involved in an accident. Can you tell us what your name is?
Did you fall off your bike?
No, she hit the girl.
Where does it hurt?
Her mouth was bleeding.
Can you tell me where it hurts?
I don't know. Everywhere. And maybe something happened to my teeth.
Okay.
While the paramedic was attending to me, the handsome Indian guy picked up my bike and started checking for damage.
We're going to get her into the ambulance, so if we can just give her some room, that would be great.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. Excuse me, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Sin. That's it.
Where are you taking her?
Royal London.
Oh, yeah, of course. Here's her bag.
All right, cheers. We'll make sure all her stuff stays with her.
What have we got?
It looks like trauma to the head and possible spinal injury. It's hard to say until we get to A&E.
So, miss, we're going to need to take some details. You were riding the bike, I take it?
Yes.
Yeah, she collided with a pedestrian.
Did you witness the accident, sir?
Yes, I was on my way to work.
Miss, may I ask you your name?
Faiza.
Faiza? How are you spelling that, please?
F-A-I-Z-A.
And your last name?
Ben Saidi. Faiza Ben Saidi.
Is that Arabic?
Excuse me?
Where are you from, miss?
From France.
Have you consumed any alcohol recently, Miss Ben Saidi?
It's 8 a.m. She's in shock.
Would you mind letting her answer, please, sir? Have you had anything to drink, miss?
The stranger was correct. It was only 8 o'clock. Had I had anything to drink? Not today, I hadn't. But then for me, today was still last night.
You have lovely hair.
Thank you.
Makes you look like one of those avant-garde French women, like in that 60s film, Breathless. Or was she American? Vodka?
Sure.
This stuff's pretty good, actually. Polish. People assume Russian is better, but they're wrong. The Poles know what they're doing when it comes to vodka.
I hate vodka. It's what Elsa always orders in the pub. Vodka and soda. Skinny bitch, they call it. I said yes to the vodka, even though I prefer wine.
Here you go. Cheers.
Merci. Chin chin.
To the charmingly French Faiza.
French Faiza. I like that.
It's only when I leave France that I'm treated as French.
What do you mean?
Well, here when people ask me, where are you from? I can say France and they don't blink an eye. In my own country, they ask me the same question.
They ask you where you're from in France?
No. They ask me if I am French. They see me as a beurette.
A what?
Beurette. It's a slang. An insult for Arab women.
Wow. Charming. Well, to me, you just look beautiful. Like in that film, Colette.
Colette. I like that. It felt electric. Paul was the handsome, blue-eyed British man. And I was finally the femme fatale. I was Jeanne Moreau in her 20s. I was Juliette Binoche. I was Audrey Tautou. Léa Seydoux. I was Faiza Bensaidi.
Miss Bensaidi, you're going to need to breathe into this tube for me.
It's okay. You'll be fine.
He was still there. The Indian dentist. I exhaled into the tube. Then I turned my back, closed my eyes, and prayed for the effect of that stupid vodka to disappear.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
I couldn't believe it. Not a metaphorical prayer. I was actually praying. The verses I had learned from my grandmother when I was 13 in Algeria started to come back to me. But then I couldn't remember how they went. That's when I noticed that the Indian dentist had his head bowed as he finished the prayer for me, his hands together. I had just shared my most inner intimacy with this stranger. What was I supposed to do with this? Merde! We had been praying in front of the police, but it didn't seem to bother anyone, other than me. For the French police, that would be taken as a sign of radical Islam. I felt totally humiliated that they had seen me.
You're just under the limit.
So, what happens now?
We'll follow up if we need to.
Thank you, officer.
You're welcome, sir.
I'll drive.
When the police left,
I'll hand them over.
I was finally able to ask his name.
Mehdi.
Mehdi? Like with an H in the middle.
That's right.
He had intense eyes, a perfectly symmetrical face with high cheekbones. A Bollywood version of my brother. Thank you, Mehdi.
There's really no need.
Seriously, I was pathetic. I'm very grateful to you for staying to help.
You were not pathetic. It was a nasty accident. You're still in shock.
Do you know where they've taken her?
To the Royal London. It's not far from here.
I need to see if she's okay.
You probably shouldn't just turn up at the hospital. We don't know how bad her injuries are.
What do you mean?
Well, if she's badly injured, there may be consequences.
Consequences? You think I can be arrested for causing the accident?
Bah, I'm not a lawyer. You should take advice. Look, here's my card, in case you need to call me. I saw what happened. I'm happy to help.
It hurts when I bite.
Do you have a dentist in London?
No, I'm new here.
Okay, then let me help you.
No, really, I can't allow...
No, it's nothing. You come to my practice, 5 p.m. today, I'll fit you in. The address is on the card.
If you're sure?
Of course. No worries.
I hope she'll be okay.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. I don't know why that word troubled me more than the prayer we'd been sharing. I took my twisted bike and bag from him and walked away as fast as I could, my mother's sarcastic voice in my head.
Inshallah. C'est ça le problème des nôtres. Inshallah pour tout. Pour que Dieu veuille bien que la pluie elle arrive.
That is the problem with our people. Everything is inshallah. If Allah wills it, the rains will come, the plane will land, you'll pass your exams. No need to think for yourself. My mother said religion was used by men to control women, to tell them how to dress, how to behave. I don't blame her. During the Civil War,
She saw Algeria turning slowly into a prison for women. My brand new bike. The handlebars were loose and the front wheel was twisted. It was useless. I was going to have to wheel it home and I was going to be late for work. Very late. I'd have to call Elsa and get her to cover me. She doesn't normally work on Fridays. I put my bag in the basket, and that's when I realized. This wasn't my bag. Some kind of black sports bag, not the little Bézanville I had set out with the night before. Bézanville, a sex in town. In France, this is how you call an overnight bag you take when you go on a date, in case you don't go home to sleep. This was definitely not a Bézanville. Inside was a cheap wallet, lipstick, a packet of chewing gum, and some kind of journal. It must have been the girl's, the one I hit. And if I had her bag, then she must have mine. So, no keys, no money, and I'd probably killed the girl, or crippled her for life. Welcome to your brand new life in London, Faiza Ben Saidi.
Hey, hey, hey!
You took your time. I'm freezing.
Sorry, madame, but I was in the shower. Don't you have your keys?
No, I don't. Listen, can you cover my client today?
What? Oh, no. You know I have Fridays off. Oh my god, what happened to your face?
I've been in an accident.
An accident? Are you all right? What happened?
I really don't want to talk about it. I fell off my bike.
Oh god, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. But I hit a girl.
You hit someone?
Yes, I just said.
With the bike? I mean, are they okay?
It was a girl, a woman. And no, she's not okay. I need to go to the hospital to see her.
Yes, sure, of course I can cover your clients for you. I'll just get dressed.
Thank you. I need to take a shower first, I stink.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Tea? I nearly killed a girl, so I need to drink tea.
Sorry, I was just trying to...
No, I'm sorry. I'm still in shock. I'd love some tea.
Go on, get in the shower and I'll bring it in.
Thank God for Elsa, my guardian angel. We met at a conference in France, integrating alternative treatments with postperineal physiotherapy. We clicked over some cocktails, quite a lot of cocktails, swapping stories of women we had treated. Like the first time a woman peed all over me while I was teaching her how to cough again after childbirth. The same thing had happened to Elsa. She was so generous with me. She'd found me this job and she even rented me a room in her flat.
Your tea's on top of the toilet.
Merci, Elsa.
It's probably not the time to ask, but how was the hot date?
Predictable.
Oh.
Well, that was...
That was something.
That was definitely something.
Faiza. Faiza.
I'm here.
Am I saying it right? Faiza.
Yes. In France we say Faiza, but the Arabic pronunciation is Faiza.
Faiza.
That's right.
So, I'm intrigued. What's your background, Faiza?
What do you mean?
I mean, your parents.
Ah, the inevitable question. Where are you really from?
No, I didn't mean that. I'm just curious, that's all.
My parents are from Algeria.
Oh, so they moved to France?
Actually, my father was born in France. My mom came over in her 20s after they married. She's a doctor, or she was. They met in Algeria on one of his visits to his family there. He runs a bistro in Paris. Are you even listening?
I was imagining your mother from Brazil and your father from Tahiti or somewhere like that.
Tahiti?
I love your skin.
My skin?
Yeah. I love brown girls.
You love brown girls?
Sorry. Women of colour.
Women of colour?
Look, I didn't mean... I just meant...
You think you can describe the majority of humans on the planet as being of colour?
I meant it as a compliment. Really.
Maybe he did mean it as a compliment. Maybe I was being oversensitive. But just like that, gone were Colette, Jeanne Moreau, Audrey Tautou. I was Faiza Ben Saidi just as much in London as I was in France. And Faiza Ben Saidi was in a hospital trying to find out if she had killed a girl without being arrested by the police. I'd found her name in her wallet, Deepika Ramani. Okay, so maybe I should have stayed away. But I really needed to know how she was doing, and I really needed to get my bag back. So...
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, hello. I am looking for Deepika Ramani.
What's the surname again? Ramadan?
Ramani.
Okay. Let's have a look then. Ramani. Ah, here we are. Bed 5. Last bay on the right. Are you family? Only family allowed in, I'm afraid.
I am family, actually. I'm her sister.
Oh, okay. Follow me.
Thank you. I knew that in Britain, like in France, okay. For a white person, India and Algeria were almost the same country.
Morning, Martin.
Beverly.
All right, you're in early.
Being a person of colour can have its advantages in the white world.
The porter will be here soon to take her down for an MRI.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't worry. We just need to do a scan so we can assess the damage. It's perfectly normal with a spinal injury.
Spinal injury? But that could mean paralysis, wheelchairs, disability.
Here we are. Another visitor.
The nurse pulled open the curtain, and there was the girl, with her eyes shut in the bed. And next to her was a woman. I don't know why, but I hadn't thought there would be anyone else there.
Who is it?
Oh, your daughter's here.
My daughter? This is not my daughter.
When we just come to London, oh. I ran away like a coward. I still had her bag. Worse, she still had mine. I couldn't face the girl whose life I'd ruined and her mother, and I couldn't think of how to explain my lie. It was freezing and my teeth were hurting, and I was crying because I was sorry for her, and then I was crying because I was sorry for me. Stupid me. And then I remembered the card the Indian guy had given me. Meji Iqbal.
Good news, Ms. Ben Saidi. The x-ray doesn't show any damage to the bone or the roots, and there's no movement of the teeth. The anesthetic should take effect in a moment, so I can do a temporary repair. Now, let's have a look.
Faiza. Please, just call me Faiza.
Faiza. Can you feel that? That's good. It means your teeth are alive. You should start feeling numb around the lips any minute.
Thank you.
So did you say you were Moroccan?
I hear you.
I love Morocco. I've only been there once, but it was awesome. Oh, the food.
Why do people think Algerians and Moroccans are the same? They are big rivals, even enemies, like England and Scotland. Mehdi started to tell me in great detail about his trip to Marrakesh for a friend's stag weekend. I had never heard of a stag weekend. I tried to imagine what this was as he continued to talk about Morocco.
And when you went through the door of the Riad, into the courtyard surrounded by trees.
Mehdi's fingers were in my mouth. His face was near mine, and his breath smelt of peppermint. He had such intense dark eyes.
Okay, nearly done. And of course, people there would start singing Bollywood songs and ask if I was Shah Rukh Khan. The Bollywood actor? They assumed I was Indian, even though I'm British and my family was originally from Pakistan.
So the Indian man was actually a Pakistani man.
You know, you can't build anything in Marrakesh that would be taller than the Koutoubia Mosque. It dominates the skyline, all lit up at night, the muezzin's call to prayer filling the city, and the old madrasa in the Medina. Stunning. I could really imagine the young boys in these little carved rooms being sent by their families to become scholars, a time when madrasas were places of enlightenment.
He seemed to be mistaking me for someone who thinks religion and education can be compatible. And all because of that prayer that had tumbled out of my mouth after the accident.
Okay, all done. For now. Until we sort out something more permanent, I'll make an appointment for next week.
He gave me a reassuring smile. Exactly the kind of smile I needed. He was stylish and elegant, so I smiled back. But then I realized that my mouth was still numb, and I could feel saliva dribbling down my chin.
You can rinse and spit in the basin. Give me a ring if you have any problems, and I'll see you next week. Inshallah.
That word again. Inshallah.
You were giving her bag back and getting yours.
I ran away before I could do it.
What?
I said I was her sister, but her mother was there, so I ran away.
What? You told the mother you were her sister?
No. It's complicated.
But did she ask?
I would prefer not to talk about it.
So you haven't got your bag?
No.
And she's still in hospital, guarded by the mother?
I think so.
Well, that's awkward.
So now what do I do?
Well, presumably when they notice what's happened, they'll give the bag to the police.
The police? I don't want to speak again to the police.
Then we need to find out more about her. Who she is, where she lives. Let's have a look in her bag for some clues.
I've always fancied being a detective. Except I couldn't put up with the paperwork.
I don't think we should look at her things.
How else are we going to find out about her? Ooh, nice. Russian red. I've been looking for some lippy like that. Do you think she'd notice if it went missing?
Elsa!
Oh, hello. What's this? A diary. I kept one of those when I was 12. My mum used to read it, so I put in fake confessions for her to discover. Smoked my first joint today with Abby behind the music school. She went mad. But she couldn't tell me how she knew, and she couldn't prove anything because it never happened.
I don't think we should read this. It's private.
Here. Look. Her address is on the front page. You don't need to look inside.
Good. So now we close it and put it back.
Unless we wanted to have a little peek.
Elsa!
Saw Effie again for a sesh. She's been following my low-carb regime religiously and she looks fit. Her body's getting leaner. But the vibes changed between us after what happened. And I know she blames me.
You're not punching enough. You gotta step it up. Bang! You move in, you cut me off, bang! You hear me?
There's no urgency.
I'm trying, but I'm tired.
You can't win if you don't let the punches fly. You just bop, bop, and then you jump back and you wait and you defend. You back away. What's that all about? All that backing away?
I'm not being defensive.
You're not being defensive?
I'm trying.
Well, you're not trying hard enough. Oh!
Seriously, what was that for?
I told you to step it up. But if you're going to be defensive, then at least defend properly.
That hurt!
Of course it hurt. This is about the C word. Confidence. You've got to show confidence.
I've already broken my golden rule. Never get involved with a client. And now every time we get close, she backs away, just like her boxing. Still, she looked cute down on the canvas like that. All angry.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You know, you could take the hijab off when you're training. It's getting in the way.
It's not an accessory, you know. Look, let's just concentrate on the boxing.
Get up then. Right. Let's give it another go.
No. That's enough. I've got to get going. I've got class in an hour. I'm going to shower off.
You can shower at mine.
There's no time for that, Deepika. I told you. I've got class in an hour. I'll call you, okay? Ooh, this is juicy. They're having a thing. This Afi and her trainer.
Elsa, please, this is wrong. This girl, Deepika, she could be dying in hospital and we're invading her privacy.
But it's intriguing, you have to admit.
That's enough, Elsa.
Oi!
Salut maman, j'allais t'appeler. It's my mother, I have to take this.
T'étais où, je t'ai appelé plein de fois.
Oui, j'ai vu, mais... Il s'est passé un truc, maman.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
J'ai eu un accident.
Quoi?
Rien de grave.
Like a child who needs her mother to tend to her wounds, I told her what had happened to me. The accident, the girl in hospital, Mehdi fixing my teeth.
Elle a été emmenée à l'hôpital. Je pense qu'elle s'est blessée la colonne vertébrale.
Everything except the prayer I had uttered.
Comment ça s'est passé?
Je ne sais pas, j'ai rien vu venir.
For once, I longed for her to say that she was getting the next Eurostar to London to come and comfort me. Instead, she said...
Qui te dit d'aller à Londres? T'avais toute une vie à Paris.
Who told you to leave your life and run away?
Oui.
You had everything in Paris.
Heureusement, il y avait un gars très sympa.
Then I remembered why it would be a bad move to have her around in London.
Et pourquoi tu m'as rien dit?
And why I needed to be very far from her.
Je sais pas, t'allais faire quoi?
My mother could never sweep us in her arms.
Je vais te laisser, maman. J'ai des cours à...
She had left her life in Algeria, and she resented us.
Mais oui, je décroche.
The children who had caused her to fail her medical exams when she came over to France.
Et fais attention, Pakistan.
To end up as just another Algerian wife in a Paris kitchen.
Mais non, maman, tu délires.
Bon, ma chérie, prends bien soin de toi. Je te fais des bisous.
Gros bisous.
My mind was still wondering about the girl I had hit and her client with a hijab. I wondered if her mother too resented her, or if she had swept her daughter in her arms after the accident.
You know, you could say something. It was a shock for me when they rang from the hospital. You could have been killed.
It's not that bad, Mom.
Not that bad. You can't walk.
It's just a dislocation. Nothing's broken. In a few weeks, I'll be fine.
Fine to do what? Go back to that fighting, you know? Hitting people is not a proper job.
I train people. Sports is a job.
Yes, and what kind of future you expect to have in this sport? You see how fragile the body is? This is not something for the future.
I'm not all that fragile, Mom.
Yeah, well, right now you are. You're not going back to that cold spinster flat. You're coming home to be with Papa and me so we can look after you properly.
I'm not coming to stay with you and Papa. You know I just get on his nerves.
It's nothing to argue about. You're coming home to be with us.
It's really not necessary.
Why are you arguing when you know I'm right? That woman has a lot of nerve. Coming to the hospital, pretending to be your sister. You know, we should go to the police to complain. Papa and I think you should talk to a lawyer. Manish says you've got a good case for compensation.
Who's Manish?
Cousin Preeti's boy. He is a lawyer.
I don't need a lawyer, Mom.
Look what she did to you. If the police don't do anything, we must talk to a lawyer.
It wasn't all her fault. There are witnesses.
Well, of course, it was her fault. She ran you over.
On a bike.
Bike? Car? She ran you over, and now you can't walk. And who is this Effie?
What do you mean?
Well, they gave me your phone in the hospital, Dikri. You had some missed calls from Effie.
It's a friend. Or client. Someone I'm training.
Well, Papa and I don't mind an English boy, you know. We are broad-minded. We don't mind if you don't marry a Luana boy.
Abby is a girl, Mum. Afreen, not Alfred.
Afreen? A Muslim girl?
She's a client, Mum. Just be happy you've got two Gujju princess daughters who've done the whole Indian wedding thing. You've got the albums and videos to show off to the rallies.
Even when you were young, you were a tomboy. Always playing superheroes. I wish you had someone special.
You can dress up as Superman and still find love, Mom.
Yes, I hope so, Dikri.
They let anyone drive a car now. This one doesn't know how.
Mom, watch the road, or we'll both end up back in hospital.
They say time is a great healer, but not so much for teeth. So a week later, I was back with my new friend.
So that should hold for now. You can always come back if your bite isn't quite right. I can file the composite down a bit more.
Thank you so much. Oh, you have such a great view. Is that the Shard?
Have you been to the top?
No, I haven't had a chance to be a tourist yet. What do I owe you?
Really, it's nothing. Put it towards a new bike.
No, seriously, I must pay.
It's okay, I'm happy to help.
I wasn't sure if I should accept his offer, but he didn't give me time to insist.
Look, I'm done for the day. I'm taking the scenic route to Waterloo Station, by the river, if you fancy it.
I didn't know how to respond. I liked Mehdi. I found him attractive. I was grateful to him. But something told me we were very different.
It's okay if you don't want to. You probably have plans already.
No. Sure. Why not? This was the first time I had been able to explore the city a little. And with my own guide.
This church? We came here in year 5 on a trip with loads of other schools, and we all sang Drop in the Ocean together.
A religious song?
A kind of hymn, but not really religious.
Can you sing it?
You do not want to hear me sing, believe me. But it was weird. I'm 9 years old, and I'm really shy. And inside, I feel insignificant, like a drop in the big ocean. But that day, when we all sang in harmony, all these kids from different schools, it literally felt like together we could rise up like rain or come down like thunder. All it takes is just a drop in the ocean. It was powerful. It stayed with me.
That's really sweet.
I still feel that way.
Like you are stronger in a group?
I guess. I mean, don't you think we all need to be part of a community?
I don't know. I don't feel part of any group.
But you are Muslim, right? You recited the Fatiha.
Badly. I don't know why that came to my lips.
When we're in trouble, we call for God.
I learned that prayer from my grandmother in Algeria.
Oh, shit. I assumed you were Moroccan.
Don't worry. I thought you were Indian. Just when I thought I had little in common with Mehdi, I found myself liking him more. As we stood there laughing, A woman approached us, carrying a box.
Hello, my name is Echo. We are taking prayer requests. Do you have a request for us to pray for anyone? Maybe a family member is troubled or in need?
No. No, thank you.
We believe in the power of prayer. People have problems, so we do street prayers once a month.
No, thank you. Really, it's fine. Thank you.
You don't lose anything by thinking of someone in this way.
Echo? That's a nice name.
Oh, my mother chose it. She wanted my voice to reverberate.
Well, please pray for my friend. His name is Rehan.
Oh, okay. You can write it here and put it in the box.
Okay.
Is Rehan unwell?
No, he died last year in an accident.
I'm sorry for your loss. I will pray for him. Ah, okay. Thank you. You both will have beautiful babies. Very beautiful.
No, we're not.
Thank you. God bless you.
Midji was quiet after that. I wanted to ask him about his friend who died. But then it started to rain.
Oh.
Do you fancy a drink? We could go in here.
You want to go in a pub?
Sure. Better than standing out in the rain.
Absolutely awful. I don't even want to say anything.
What do you mean awful? Like what happened?
Like he looked nothing like his picture.
One house red. Malbec. I hope that's okay.
That's when I noticed he had a small infinity tattoo on his right wrist.
Merci, c'est gentil.
You don't drink at all?
Not now. But I still quite like the smell of beer.
Ah, so you used to drink?
Yeah. Used to.
And you have this tattoo. Isn't that forbidden?
Says who? Rehan and I got it done together.
Rehan is your friend? The one who died?
Yeah. It just reminds me how short our material life is. And, you know, that it's only really a preparation for what comes after.
You believe that?
Of course. It's how we're brought up, isn't it?
My father fasts during Ramadan, and even then, that depends whether it's summer or winter. But then he drinks wine with his clientele in the bistro. My mother is a true non-believer, but she doesn't eat pork.
Pork is the final frontier for us, isn't it?
How to answer that question? Pork had not been a frontier for me. At least that's what I had thought until that day with Nico, my ex. He had brought me to meet his parents for the first time, at their house in the countryside near Rouen. Adèle, his mother, had made roast pork for lunch, with salad.
Je suis tellement contente que vous soyez descendue.
Everything ensemble. About that woman was fake.
J'ai tellement entendu parler de toi, Faïza.
From the exaggerated way she pronounced my name, Faïza.
Tu me corriges, hein, si je
prononce in case I get it wrong, she said.
C'est vrai que tu nous racontes ce que tu fais.
To her fake admiration for my work as a physiotherapist.
Ça a l'air passionnant de travailler en tant que kinésithérapeute.
Such a passionate profession.
Dis-nous. Ce n'est pas trop fatigant de faire répéter toujours les mêmes exercices?
I realized that the pork was a test. To see how Muslim I was.
Tu veux encore un peu de viande, Nico? Mmh.
Ouais, merci, maman.
Oh, Faïza, tiens, je t'en prie, resserre-toi. Tu es toute mince. Tu as de la marre.
Now in France, we were fed pork at school with no consideration for religion. But I was trying to go vegetarian. Still, I couldn't let her win. So I accepted more of the meat. Adèle was watching me cut it into small pieces.
Oh, mais elle a un sacré coup de fourchette, ta copine.
That night, after we'd gone to bed in Nico's childhood room, my stomach was in knots, and I'd ended up with my head over the toilet.
Faïza!
Great. So there I was, throwing my guts up into the toilet with my potential mother-in-law, kindly offering to call the family doctor. No doubt with a triumphant smile on her face. The pork had done its work. The Muslim girl hadn't been able to take it.
Faiza? Faiza? Ça va, ma chérie?
Faiza!
Un calvaire, t'aurais pu la prévenir.
The next day, on the way back to Paris, Nico tried to reassure me.
Mais franchement, je n'en sais rien et ça m'intéresse pas. Si elle pense que t'es une musulmane pratiquante, une islamiste, une terroriste.
On en a trop fait en plus avec mon prénom. Ça va, c'est pas un nom.
He didn't care whether his mother thought I was a practicing Muslim, an Islamist, a terrorist or a vegetarian. He loved me just the same.
Non mais j'en ai rien à branler, c'est son problème.
He didn't speak to her for quite a while after that, to prove that he loved me. But somehow my desire for a child was impossible for him to love.
I mean, pork would be the ultimate betrayal, right?
Betrayal, like freedom, is a complex word. It means different things to different people. As I remember, just a few hours later.
Do you want pizza? I'm on a diet bar.
Is it okay to smoke?
Yeah, do you mind doing it on the balcony? Thanks.
Oh, of course.
It was cold on the balcony. I took a blanket and wrapped it around me while I smoked. It had been wonderful. So unexpected. I don't know if it was the endorphins, but my mind started to imagine the wonderful life we would have together with two kids, Sabrina and Elias, twins. I only wanted to give birth one time. They'd fight, of course, but Mehdi would be a wonderful father.
Don't squabble. Who wants breakfast? Pancakes? Anyone?
And I would be watching them, lying on the couch, reading The Observer or some other British newspaper, and the twins would be perfectly plurimultilingual.
Tu veux des crêpes, maman?
Attendez, mes chéris. Je finis cet article et j'arrive.
Leave mommy alone. She's resting. I'll get it. Bonjour.
Salut, Mehdi. Comment ça va?
Oh, I'm fine. And you, Salma?
Et mes petits-enfants, ils vont bien?
Et les enfants, ça va? Ils ont un nouveau bike,
oh.
Bicyclette?
Un vélo. Super.
It's your mum. Okay, I'll pass you to Pfizer.
Do I have to?
Salut, maman. Ça va?
After a brief period of adjustment, even my mother would realize that her son-in-law was not a Salafist. She'd even flirt with him. He's just like a young Hanif Qureshi, she would say. So much that I would get jealous of the attention she would shower on him.
Et ta fille?
Que tu es susceptible.
Mehdi would be a successful dentist with plenty of time for the kids. And I would have my own physiotherapy practice.
The pancakes are ready!
Yes.
Now, who wants maple syrup?
Me!
I came back to the present with a jump.
Hey, Mehdi.
Mehdi was having a nightmare.
Are you okay?
What?
You sounded really upset. Do you want some water?
No, I'm fine. I just have these dreams, you know, about Rehan.
Do you want to talk about it?
I don't know.
It's okay if you don't want to.
No, it's not that. It's just,
Are you okay?
Pfizer, this is wrong.
What do you mean?
It should never have happened.
What?
I should have told you.
Wait, what are you saying?
I should have told you.
Told me what?
I'm getting married, Fighter.
I don't know why, but I started laughing. Maybe it was his face. So serious. So confused.
You're getting married.
Is that so funny?
I'm sorry. It's just... That's quite a big thing to say right now.
I know, I'm sorry. I should have told you.
Why are you telling me?
What? What do you mean?
Why are you telling me this now?
Well, like I say, I should have told you before. We should
this
never...
This is not the conversation I imagined us having right now.
I never thought I was capable of doing something like this.
Oh, I'm sorry this is complicated for you.
Complicated? I have made vows to her. Our families...
Your families? What, is this some kind of arranged marriage?
What? No, we chose each other.
So, you love her?
Yes. In a way. But it's not the same as...
It's not the same as what?
I didn't plan this. You know, I thought I loved Afreen, but since we met... I haven't stopped thinking about you.
So maybe you're not ready to get married.
I guess I was trying to make up for losing Rahan.
How can getting married make up for his loss?
Afreen is his sister.
Afreen is your fiancée?
Yes.
So you're marrying her because of her brother? Because he died?
No, it's more complicated than this.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I don't expect you to.
So try.
Rehan was my best friend from university. He was in the year below, but we just clicked, you know? We were inseparable. He was way more confident than me, and, you know. I met Afreen through him, and you know, she always took the piss out of our bromance, how neither of us would ever meet any girls.
So, what happened to him?
A gang of us had gone to Greece. To one of the islands. It was our last day and we'd hired mopeds. It was Rehan's idea. He was always so much more adventurous than me. And he was going too fast and, you know, I kept shouting at him to brake. He took the bend too fast and there was a truck coming in the other direction.
I'm sorry.
Afreen and I were heartbroken. The whole family were, obviously. It's like we'd each lost a limb. And somehow, you know, we found each other. And then I proposed. Out of the blue, one night. Surprised myself. I didn't even have a ring or anything. When we told her family, it was like this cloud had lifted from them.
It must have been so hard.
I have to tell her.
You have time to make up your mind.
I can't just lie to her.
Look, Meiji, we don't know each other. We've just met. It's not for me to tell you what to do, but it seems to me you're not sure about this wedding.
I was.
You know what? I should go. I'll get an Uber.
Wait. You don't have to go, not yet.
It's really better that I...
When will I see you?
I think it's better that we don't.
I was so stupid. What did I expect? I had sensed that he was too traditional for me. It was better that it ended quickly. I did not need any more complications. After all, I had given 5 years of my life to Nico, and for nothing.
C'est ton choix.
Qu'est-ce qui est mon choix?
So there he was, Nico, my ex, telling me it was my choice. I could stay with the man I loved with no kids, or be single again at 35.
Je t'ai jamais laissé l'espoir.
He let me walk away without putting up a fight. 5 years. Gone. Like that.
I've just fed him. I thought he'd last the session.
At work the next day, I could have handled arthrosis or knee injuries, but I had back-to-back postnatal clients. Perinatal re-education. What a joy.
There you are. Feeding on demand, you know.
So I was very happy when it was finally lunchtime and Elsa came to rescue me.
Yes, lunch?
Yes, you are.
Hawk?
This is so British.
You don't do lunch al fresco in Paris?
Sandwich, potato chips, can of soda. This is not lunch.
I'll have your chili and chives if you don't want them.
Take what you like. I don't want it.
You're not still worried about the girl from the accident, are you?
Of course I'm worried.
I'm sure she's fine or you would have heard from the police.
You don't know that.
Look, if you're worried, there's one way of finding out for sure.
How?
Her address was in the front of that diary, wasn't it?
What, you mean go to her house?
Yeah. How else are you going to find out if she's okay? You've already tried the hospital.
I don't think I should. What if the mother is there?
Do you want me to come with you?
No.
You can always say you brought her stuff back and you came to get your bag. That's the truth anyway.
But what if she calls the police?
I'll come and visit you in jail.
So kind.
If you're not eating that, I'll have it.
That night, I had a dream. Well, more like a nightmare. I was at a border, only it looked like the departure lounge of the Eurostar.
This is a security.
There were British police officers shouting at me. Politely.
You've been accused of attempted murder, Miss Bensaidi. Then you tried to break into a hospital by claiming to be the sister of your victim.
That was only because I was...
We think it's time you went back to your own country.
What? No. Why? My protests were in vain. They pushed me across to the French side, where a police officer took my passport.
Why are you trying to enter France, madame?
Because I am French.
Then why are you speaking English?
I'm not. Am I?
What was your purpose in England?
I don't know. I thought I would feel free there.
She doesn't want to live in France. She chooses England so that she can feel free.
What does she think this is? The land of butterflies and rainbows?
Why would we let her in? So she can run us all down with her bicycle?
It was an accident. I have a friend, a dentist. He saw the whole thing. He can tell you that I would...
We have an Australian points-based system here, Miss Ramadan. And your score is zero. L'Algérie, nil point. Algeria, no points.
But I'm French.
That's definitely no points.
We can always send her back to Algeria.
It went on and on like that until I woke up. It was 4 a.m. And now I was awake, I couldn't go back to sleep. My head kept thinking over and over the same thing. Why had I come to London? So there I was, finally. Even if it had taken a pep talk from Elsa and a glass of Sancerre to find the courage to face the girl. And her mother.
You. You got a nerve showing up here?
Please, I just need to speak to Deepika.
Who is it, Mom?
It's the girl who nearly killed you.
Let her in. I want to hear what she has to say.
I really don't think this is a good idea, Deepika.
I have your bag, and I think you have mine.
It'll be fine, Mom.
You'd better come in, then.
Oh, I hope you know what you're doing, Dikri. You just don't want to listen to anything, do you?
You know what? Let's go for a walk around the block. Let me grab my jacket.
I didn't know if she should be walking with the crutches, but at least I didn't have to go inside.
Good timing, actually. I just had to get out of the house.
Your mother, she is quite scary.
Like a lioness when it comes to her cubs. She's just being overprotective.
Mine is the same. She always feels she knows what is best for me.
Yeah, I know that feeling. To be fair, she's been pretty good to me since the accident. And I'm not that much fun to be around right now.
I'm sorry about the accident.
Well, you should be.
I know. Look, I
see you've bought my bag. Yours is at the house. You can have it when we get back.
Of course. Here you are.
It's a little bit tricky, what, with the crutches?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't...
Didn't look where you were going? And you were on the wrong side of the road.
Yes, I was.
Don't worry about it. I'm just messing with you. It was an accident.
No, but really, I'm so sorry.
Should we sit here for a bit? We're
just going to do one little thing for Mummy, okay?
What were you doing at the hospital anyway? Mum went spare.
I was worried about you. I thought I might have killed you.
You might have done. But I'll be okay. I'll be training again in a few weeks.
You mean your boxing?
Oh, I see how it is. Been reading my diary, have you?
No, yes, because I had to find your address.
But I'm not at my address.
I went there, but you weren't there, and there was a Japanese girl, and she said that you were here.
Oh, Etsuko. My flatmate.
I'm sure she didn't want to cause any trouble.
No, she never does. That's her problem. So, what else did you read in my diary?
Nothing.
I mean, the address is on the inside cover, so there would be no need for you to read anything else.
I didn't mean to. It was Elsa who said that we should...
Who's Elsa?
Oh, my flatmate. She's a little bit nosy.
Ah, she sounds naughty. We should swap.
Swap?
Flatmates.
No. I'm very happy with Elsa. Besides, I'm probably nuttier than her. She's... just a little bit more nosy.
But you still read my diary?
Just a little.
So you know all about my girl troubles? You must have read about Afi.
I don't really know.
You can't back out of it now. You're in too deep.
Okay. Well, yes. I read about the girl.
And?
And what?
What do you think?
She's your girlfriend?
She keeps pushing me away. But I know she likes me.
So maybe there is hope.
I don't think so. She's getting married. To a man.
She's marrying a man?
Yes. She's marrying a man.
Afi. That's her name?
Yeah.
I don't know this name.
It's short for Afrin.
Afrin?
Yeah. Why?
Nothing. I'm just curious.
So what do you think?
But I am not the best person to give advice.
Why not?
Oh, because I also met a man who I like and he is getting married.
Sounds complicated.
Oh, it is. Why do people get married? Marriage is so 20th century.
It's fashionable again, apparently. Don't know why.
You look tired. Maybe we should go back to the house?
Now you really sound like my mum.
I'm a physiotherapist, remember? You shouldn't try to do too much. Anyway, I want to read more of your diary.
Ah, you'll have to get there first then.
I was so happy that Deepika was okay and not badly injured, that when Medhi left me a message asking if he could see me again, I found myself accepting. But I did not say to either of them what was going through my mind. Maybe there could be two Afrins in London who were getting married. Why not? Let me be the devil, send your soul to me. I will keep you on mine
for eternity. I thought you said you had nothing in common with him.
We don't.
And weren't you worried he was too conservative for you?
Oh, completely conservative. He's marrying a woman he doesn't love because it's the right thing to do for their families.
He's getting married. You never mentioned that.
Didn't I? I thought I did.
I'm sure I'd have remembered.
Well, it's not until next year, apparently, so now he wants to see me, and I thought, why not?
What, so you are seeing him?
We're meeting on Saturday. He wants to show me London.
Is that a good idea? If he's getting married?
I don't know. Probably not. I decided not to mention the question of the two Afrins to Elsa. I didn't want her to try to stop me.
What about your past boyfriends? Were any of them religious?
No, none of them.
But some of them must have come from traditional families or what have you.
Not really. Well, they were all very liberal and progressive, you know, arty types. Actually, all my boyfriends have been white.
You don't have to be white to be liberal and arty.
Obviously not.
But you've never dated anyone who isn't white?
No, I suppose not. I've never really thought about it, but no.
Wow.
You think because I'm not white, I must also date non-white men?
I didn't mean that. I'm just surprised because I thought...
You thought what?
I just thought you'd have had that experience. That's all. Of dating someone who wasn't white.
Well, I haven't.
Until now.
Until now. Until Elsa mentioned it, I had never really considered that all my life I had avoided dating anyone from my own community. Algerians, Tunisians, Moroccans, anyone who might expect me to behave in a certain way because of my origins. So that Saturday, I took my Bézanville again, got back on my bike, and went off to meet this man I had nothing in common with. We did not talk about his wedding or about his fiancée, and I did not bring the subject up. We didn't even get to see much of London. Not at the beginning, anyway.
You know Karl Marx is buried here? And Michael Faraday.
Who?
The guy who invented electricity.
Oh. As the leaves on the trees began to fall, we started to explore other things together. So, do you bring all your dates to a graveyard?
I thought you'd like it. It's an amazing place.
I'm joking with you. Of course I like it. You should come to Paris and I will show you Père Lachaise.
What's that?
Another graveyard. Jim Morrison is buried there. And Oscar Wilde.
Who?
Is this supposed to be art?
It's so bad.
He'd take me to galleries he'd never been to, and I would ask him questions I knew he couldn't answer.
Is this a Manet or a Monet, do you think?
It's, I should know this.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Monet. No? Manet.
No, I'm sorry. Nul point. This is by Sisley. He was British. You should know this.
It doesn't count if you're going to trick me.
Sally! Sally! Sally, come here, boy!
He even took me out of the city. Although in winter it was all quite grey. But I didn't care. It was enough just to be together. Even when sometimes we would argue.
No, I'm sure it's just over that hill. We parked by the bridge and then we walked up the first bit, remember?
We went down first. The bridge is back this way.
It can't be. We've just come from there.
We came from this way.
I can show you on the map. I told you I needed to recharge it in the car, but you insisted on plugging yours in to play me that song.
What, so you didn't like Dalida? Il venait d'avoir 18 ans.
That's not what I meant.
Il était beau comme un enfant.
That's not what I meant.
Fort comme un homme. Lela. Maybe you are just going to have to trust me. Is that so hard for you?
Fine, but if it turns out you're wrong, you are paying for the taxi. Ah, oh, great.
Ha ha ha. We only argued about stupid things that didn't matter. It was as though difficult subjects were taboo between us. But one day, as we were walking around London, a group of girls in school uniforms with hijabs was coming out of the theater.
I could literally, like, hear you sobbing at the Edinburgh.
Romeo was fit, girl. Ripped. I didn't want him to die. Wasn't he in Game of Thrones?
Oh, true apothecary. Thy drugs are quick. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
Oh, get off me, you perv.
Oh, quick, it's gonna piss down.
Oh, that is disgusting. Get off me.
They like the play, then?
You would never see that in France.
What? Excitable schoolgirls. Here, you better get under this or you'll be soaked.
Thanks. I mean girls wearing hijab in school.
Well, they don't let schoolgirls wear hijabs.
Well, you know, in France we have a lot of arguments about la laïcité. The secular law with schools is very strict.
Oh, that's terrible.
Actually, I don't know if it's so terrible.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they're too young. They can decide later if they want to cover their heads or not.
What? Why?
They're adolescents. They don't know any better. And they probably feel a lot of pressure from their friends or their family.
Well, hang on. You're saying Muslim girls should be told how to dress because they aren't mature enough to make up their own mind?
No.
Or because their families are trying to cover them up? Is that it?
No. No. It can happen like that. But when they go to university, they can wear it if they want. And they're adults. They're free to choose then.
Oh, wow. That's very generous of you. And what? I suppose you'd ban bikinis on the beach, would you?
That is different. It's not the law. That's just some local mayors in France who distort the law.
Local mayors?
Yes.
What are you talking about, Faiza?
I'm talking about being open-minded enough to understand that there are nuances.
You can't just ban people from doing what's in their hearts. It's so personal.
Exactly. So that's why they need to be older, so it can be their own choice and not someone else's.
Actually, when you say things like this, it puts you in the same camp as the Islamophobes.
What? No, no. All I'm saying is that I believe that girls should have a choice. They need to be free to make up their own minds with no pressure.
If a 17-year-old says she has made up her mind, it is her decision. That is that.
It was our first serious argument. I don't know why it surprised me so much. I suppose because no one had ever accused me of sounding like an Islamophobe before.
What's going on? I hardly see you these days when we're not at work.
That's not true. I'm here most nights.
No, you're not. Most nights you're somewhere else. I can guess where. How's it all going?
I don't know. It's good.
So, bring him round.
What?
Bring him round so I can meet him.
No. I don't think that's a good idea.
Seriously, bring him round. It's time you introduced him. I know, I can do dinner.
No.
Okay, sorry. Thought it might be nice, that's all. Don't you think it's a bit strange you don't want anyone to meet him?
I didn't hear from Midi for a week. Not since the argument we had about the girls with the hijab. I think that is why I had the dream. Because I knew that something was wrong.
That'll be her.
Okay.
I see myself in Elsa's kitchen. With Midi. Had she invited him after all, without telling me? I want to say something to him, but he isn't looking at me. He's looking in the mirror, smoothing over his hair.
So sorry. Oh, please, don't worry.
No, honestly, I feel awful.
Elsa comes back into the kitchen with a beautiful woman, tall and elegant. She's wearing a turquoise hijab and blood-red lipstick.
Come through.
It is her, Afrin. I don't question how I know.
Okay, so sit down, everyone. I'm about to serve up.
Wow, it smells amazing.
Oh, you must be starving, poor darling.
They all sit down, but no one asks me. There isn't even a place set for me. I try to catch Midi's eye, but he just looks embarrassed.
Mm. This is lovely.
Is that vegetarian?
Yes.
They start without me. I stand in the doorway, watching them. Vegetarian. I don't know what else to do.
So, Maddie tells me you work at UCL.
SOAS, actually.
What is it you teach?
I'm actually finishing my doctorate at the moment.
Really? What's it on?
The legacy of Belgian misrule in the Congo. Quite dull, I'm afraid.
No, that's not done at all. I have an uncle who used to be based in Kinshasa.
À Kinshasa? Mes grands-parents se sont connus à Kinshasa.
Nico? What was Nico doing there? I looked again at the guests around the table, and there was my mother sitting back in her chair.
Tous décollons, tes amis. Am I even allowed to smoke here?
Is that the mother? Has she come to give us all life lessons too?
I'm sure they don't mean any harm by it.
You can hurt people even without meaning to. Right, Efri?
So now Deepika was there too.
You're not punching enough. You need to show more urgency.
I'm doing my best.
You can't win if you don't let the punches fly.
I'm doing my best.
I was afraid who else might suddenly appear at the dinner table, or the boxing ring, or wherever it was.
She doesn't know how to attack. She only defends.
That's what I've been telling her. I'm not being defensive.
In France, we don't accept the Queensberry rules. We prefer a secular approach.
Well, that's typically French, isn't it? Heavy on the theory, but just not applicable to everyday life.
Well, maybe we're not sophisticated enough for her.
Of course you are not sophisticated enough.
She's convinced we're all fundamentalists.
She thinks I'm conservative.
What? Has she seen your tattoo?
You mistake multiculturalism for conservative pluralism.
I'm talking about his tattoo.
Isn't that an old British colonial tradition?
What's she talking about?
So that no one ever questions religion here.
Maybe just try being a bit more tolerant.
Tolerant, she says.
It really wouldn't hurt to try, you know?
It is a tradition in France since the revolution to question religion, even if we never wanted kids.
I wanted to respond to Nico. It wasn't us who never wanted kids. It was him. But suddenly he left. And my mother too.
Would anyone like seconds? There's plenty more, you know.
I'm okay, thank you.
Does anyone know why she even came to London in the first place?
She thought she'd feel freer here, apparently.
Why exactly did she think she'd feel free here, of all places?
She didn't say.
Well, did anyone think to ask her?
I did.
I asked her too.
Oh, so everyone knows but me. And what did she say?
She mentioned something about London having a Muslim mayor.
Oh, is that what she said? She decided to move here because there's a Muslim mayor.
That could never happen in Paris, apparently.
So let's get this straight. She's in favour of the Muslim mayor, but she doesn't want girls to have a choice about covering their heads.
I think that's just an age thing.
Does she even have a connection to her own community?
Not really.
She did fall off her bike. I think we might be forgetting that.
The whole time, I was trying to figure out if Mehdi had told Afrin about me. If he had, she made no mention of it. Instead, Deepika came to the door and whispered to me,
"Don't worry, I'm going to find out."
So, how do you solve a problem like Pfizer?
Oh, I've certainly tried. I fixed her teeth.
No, I've got it. We should find her a good match. Someone hot. So she can have her ultimate British Muslim experience. Isn't that what she's really looking for? Hey, Mehdi?
Mehdi blushed. Elsa was desperately trying to change the subject.
For pudding, we've got fruit salad, or this cheese.
You know, there's something so pure about a beach in winter. Just to think that in summer, this place would be rammed with people coming down from London for the day.
We have come down from London for the day.
Yeah, but in summer, we'd just be tourists.
And what are we now? Explorers?
Pfizer, I think we need to talk.
You want to talk about the argument? Look,
no. Not about that.
Ah. Your wedding.
The thing we never mention. Last week, there was a gathering.
A gathering?
A family thing. It's the way the celebrations begin.
I wasn't expecting this.
Me neither. But, you know, the ladies love a dolky. Any excuse to start the singing?
They're going
to
be at it for weeks.
Well, they've waited long enough.
But of course, your Ami and your Abu want to show you off. She's the only daughter. And after everything the family have been through, it's time they had a big celebration.
Yes, Auntie.
Anyway, I'll leave you two alone. I'm sure you've got many things to discuss.
Sorry about that. You know what it's like.
Look, Afreen, there's something I need to tell you.
Got them. Just nailed two tickets.
Two tickets for what?
Listen, I need your deets quickly before they disappear, yeah, Medibay? That was long, you know. I've been in a queue all day.
Well, that's great, man. Here you go.
What's this?
It's that concert I'm taking him to.
Oh, don't let Medi pay for that, Atif. Get my bag. You can use my card.
Well, same difference, isn't it, Budgie? Now you're getting married.
Seriously, let me. I want to.
Yeah, seriously, let him. He wants to.
Atif, shouldn't you be helping Mum? Off you go, then.
All right, I'm going. Hey, Bajan, cheers, yeah?
Oh, that's the first.
It's okay. He deserves a treat.
I meant, it's the first time he's called you Bajan. Didn't you notice? He only ever called Rohan that.
I'm not trying to take his place, Afreen.
I know that.
You know, he reminds me so much of Rohan.
Yeah, he looks just like him.
Sorry, maybe you don't want to...
No, it's nice. It's hard to talk about Rohan with my family. Ami and Abu think they're protecting us, but their silence is worse.
I can imagine. And all the stuff that they don't know about him.
Yeah. The hangovers and the girls. Rohan thought he could have it both ways.
I suppose I thought that too. It never really worked for me.
Me neither. I just felt I had to commit. When I started wearing the hijab, it all clicked into place.
You know, I won't mind if you ever decide you don't want to wear it.
I don't need your approval for it either way, Mehdi.
I just meant...
Covering up isn't about sending some kind of message to others. It's for me. It makes me feel special. As a woman.
I know. I'm sorry. That came out wrong.
What was it that you wanted to tell me?
What?
You said you had something to tell me.
Well, it's just... I should have told you before. I don't know how to say this. The night Rohan died, we'd been drinking and smoking. I knew he was high, Afreen. We both were. I should never have let him get on that bike.
You weren't his keeper, Mehdi.
And that's why I stopped drinking, Afreen. Because of Rohan, not because I'm a good Muslim.
God doesn't judge our inner struggle, only our intention. Isn't that what they say? It's like your niyat. Has to be right. Don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose.
Thank you for telling me.
I wasn't sure if I should.
No. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, it's not easy carrying a secret.
No. I mean, how do you know the difference between the things you should share and the ones you need to keep to yourself?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Afreen, I think...
At the reception, I want small bouquets in a vase on every table and for people to take them with them at the end. I couldn't bear to have those big floral displays that Mum will want me to bring home and watch them die.
You're not saying anything.
What is there to say?
I'm sorry.
So you are marrying a woman you don't love because you believe it's the right thing to do. For her family, for your friend who died.
Oh, it's not like that.
How is it not like that?
I've tried to explain this to you, but you've never wanted to talk about it.
I haven't wanted to.
All this time, you've avoided ever talking about anything that matters.
Does it matter that I wanted to or not? You've made a decision, and now everything is fine. What is it she says, Afrin? God judges our intentions, not our inner struggle. Your intentions are good, so everything is fine.
That's not fair.
Did you even tell her about us?
I was gonna tell her. At the Dolki, I was gonna tell her. And you know why I didn't? Because all I would have done is caused her pain. I could have told her and asked for her forgiveness, and then what? I get to feel better?
And what about her? Does she keep secrets from you?
What do you mean?
You should listen to yourself. Saving her from pain. Marrying because it's right. Always trying to prove how you have principles. You even deceive her out of principle.
And what about you? Always trying to show everyone how liberal you are. How French.
Me?
Yes.
Prove that I'm French?
Yes.
I am French.
And you're also ashamed of your origins.
That's not true.
It is. It's true. Like when we were praying together after the accident, you were embarrassed that people might have seen you.
That is none of your business. How I feel about praying or not praying.
Isn't it? It's part of our story. That's what attracted us in the first place. When we said the Fathia together.
That is not true.
That's when you started looking at me. You know it is. But you hate that about yourself, don't you? You hate your origins. You want to be free of them. When you talk about freedom, that's what you mean.
I think I would like to go home now. I don't remember much about the journey back to London. Midi wanted to drive me, but how could we sit in the car together all that way? I looked out at the flat countryside and the rain. I had Elsa. I did need her. I lost myself in work after that. Mehdi tried to call a few times, but I never answered any of his messages. Then things happened quite fast, and my time in London ended very suddenly.
Faiza, ma chérie. Il faut que tu reviennes.
My dad. He was sick. It was time to go home. Les Champs-Élysées brillent avec la lumière de l'Afrique. 2 years had passed since I came back to Paris. My father died. I was there. With my brother, with my mother. I was there, but I don't know if he knew it. If he recognized me. I found no desire to go back to London then, or for anything much. I worked with my mother in the bistrot, and soon we started to get a different clientele, more bohemian. She seemed to like it. I met a man, a lighting technician from a local theater. He was half Caribbean. We were even expecting a baby. Memories of London seemed a long time ago, like everything else from the world before. Then one day, when I was coming home from the obstetrician, it was raining, so I decided to stop. I needed to sit. In this district, everything was for tourists. So I went into Starbucks, a place I would never go. When the waiter called my name, a man turned around from the table next to me. It was him. Mehdi, just as handsome, now with a well-trimmed beard.
No.
Menno.
I heard your name and...
So what are you doing here?
Visiting.
Just... wow.
I promised Afrin I'd take her to Paris after the wedding, but, you know...
To Paris?
Oh, I didn't think it was... I was scared this might happen, to be honest.
So? Welcome. Bienvenue.
I mean, how likely is that?
Well, it's good to see you.
You too. You look great.
Thank you. So, where is she? Afrin.
Oh. She wanted to go shopping, and I was tired, so...
But you have seen Paris?
Yeah, we've been all over. We even went to that cemetery you mentioned.
Père Lachaise?
Yeah, it was nice. We saw all the famous graves.
So, how are you? How have you been?
Fine, not bad. And you?
Good. I'm good.
You want to sit here?
Sure.
Still drinking the lattes, I see.
It's so good to see you.
How are the teeth?
No, you.
Well, I have a bigger place now, although the views aren't as good. And I've got other dentists working with me. Expanded the practice.
Wow, that's great.
And you?
Me. Well, my father died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, it was a difficult time.
So you stayed in Paris?
Yes.
You don't miss London?
Sometimes I do.
Now I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. You know it would never have worked between us.
I know. Did you meet someone?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Actually, I'm expecting a child.
Oh. Wow. Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Thank you.
Faiza, I didn't think I would ever get to say this to you in person, but I...
No. Don't tell me. It's better not to say.
We said our goodbyes then, on the pavement outside the cafe. As I unlocked my bike, I watched him slowly disappear into the crowd. Alhamdulillah, he had said. My grandmother used to say that word all the time. Alhamdulillah. Thank God. The weather had changed again and the warm sun was drying the streets. I got on my bike and I rode home. Les Champs-Élysées brillent avec la lumière de l'Afrique. Les coins de mon cœur sont noirs comme les ruelles de ma ville. Au fond du VIP. French Like Faiza was written by Ilana Navarro with Suda Butcher. Faiza was played by Leila Auj and Mehdi by Naveen Chowdhury. Elsa was Jade Matthew, Deepika Husina Raja, Afrin Sophie Khan Levy, Prema Suda Butcher, Paul Will Howard, Echo Liz Sutherland Lim, and Atif Danny Ashok. Salma and Adele were played by Fatima Adoum, and Nico Eve Ek. Other voices were played by the cast. Sound design was by Adam Woodhams. French Like Faiza was produced and directed by Nicholas Jackson and is an Afonica production for BBC Radio 3. Tu sais que je suis riche, mais tu sais que je suis triste. Q7, X6, XN, XX. Tu sais que je suis riche, mais tu sais que je suis triste. Next week.
week, a new reading of Walt Whitman's Song of Myself, with extracts from Orson Welles' version, recorded for the BBC Third Programme in 1953, interwoven with the voices of some actors of our own time, including Michael Sheen, Clark Peters and Eleanor Bron. That's next Sunday evening at the same time, 7:30. Meanwhile, you can listen again to French Like Pfizer, along with other recent editions of Drama on Three, at BBC Sounds.
Blood, revenge, and the power of fate.
There is a thing they say of us Volsungs. To our foes and to our friends alike, we bring ruin.
Drama based on the saga that inspired Wagner's Ring Cycle.
I took the shattered fragments of your father's sword, refashioned them.
A man that can kill a dragon will not die a mortal death.
He will. I have a plan.
Strike above your shrines!
The Last of the Volsungs.
He did not intend me to survive.
Available now on BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3, and the last part of Tasman Little's series Journeys with My Violin is at 11 o'clock tonight. First, it's time for us to join Hannah French for her weekly exploration of the best new recordings in classical music.
Hello, good evening, welcome to Record Review Extra. Right, masks on. No, not those ones. Your best grotesque theatrical masks to join Beethoven at the ballet.